Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back to Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood Podcast. I'm here with Sarah Heron.
Hi.
Travis Cronin.
I am here.
Welcoming back Gwen Flamberg.
Oh, hey guys. Hope you missed me.
And I'm your host, Brody Brown. Thank you for joining us again for our Hot Hollywood Podcast. We've got a bunch of rants, splits, new couplings, some fights, some WTF moments. We are ready to dive in those for you this week. But as always, first we are going to set our celebrity intentions. Those are not the intentions for us. No, we don't need any fixing or changing. Hello. It's for Sarah. Or maybe Sarah does. But these are for our fave celebs. We want them to stop doing things, start doing things. Travis, kick it off.
Oh, my intention is for Camille Grammer.
Ooh. She Camille just needs Donatachi to... Grammer Meyer.
Thank you. She just needs to stop being such a fucking liar, Camille. As yes. Kyle Richards said, she is lying. She is freaking out. She is just doing everything terribly. And just, Camille, get it together and stop lying.
Mm-hmm. Travis, also, your eyes look very beautiful today.
Oh, thanks. That's my spray tan.
It is. I was like, wow, yes. They're like so crystally blue. Yeah. Sorry,
they
Sarah.
Are very blue.
Thanks. Yeah.
But they match his sling.
Also, an arm sling. Let's be very clear. It's about sling. But moving on, Sarah Heron, who's your intention
for?
Wow,
Bethany, wow. My celebrity intention is for Rachel Bilson. She, for whatever reason, decided to go on Nick Vile's podcast this week.
I was shocked about that, too.
I don't know why she's
excited
not on this one.
Excited for Nick, but surprised.
Same. And, you know, Summer Roberts, such a queen. And she was talking about how dating as a single mother is hard and, like, red flags and stuff. And it just made me think that, like, we haven't seen her. I mean, her and Hayden Christensen broke up, like, a while ago.
4 years ago?
No.
Like,
no.
2 years ago, I think,
like,
for good, maybe.
2 years ago, because we broke that news, my
we
friends.
We did.
Just
I think
to
it was
remind you of that Us exclusive, yes.
I would just like to see her get back out there and really actually
she really
start
hasn't dated
someone.
Anybody since
who would you like to see her date, Sarah Heron?
Wow.
Brad Pitt.
Sure. I don't know. I
mean, Gwen's always really good at this. Who would you like to see Rachel Bilson date?
She's 37. She has a 4-year-old named Briar Rose.
Rachel Bilson, I adore, but she's like a little bit basic.
Okay.
So she needs somebody who's like kind of just like cool, you know? I mean, I could see her dating Brad Pitt, but it wouldn't last because he would, like, dump her for somebody who is, like, wilder and more fun. Mm-hmm.
She just seems, like, safe and sweet and
you know
and
what?
Smart.
Maybe she could Bradley. Whip Ben Affleck into
shape. Oh, no. I'm not wishing that on anyone.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't
but
wish
maybe
that.
She
I
could.
I could see her
maybe,
getting along with Jen.
No,
I could
too.
See Jen Garner being like, this is a sensible Donna Earth girl.
I could, too. And maybe she could be good for him.
Oh, God. All right. If Jen Garner couldn't fix that situation, I don't know if Rachel Bilson can.
Maybe she should date Brandon Lee so she can join Misha Barton on The Hills, New Beginnings.
Oh, what a great hashtag
that
plug.
Would be fantastic.
Yeah. That would be great. Gwen, who's your intention for?
My celebrity intention is for the one, the only Miss Jennifer Lopez, J-Lo, also known as Jenny from the Block. Mm-hmm. It is her 50th birthday today. Snaps. Yeah. Happy birthday,
J-Lo. We're
going to
talk about it later in this podcast. But
and here's my intention for her. 50 more years of keeping it real. She has spent a lifetime of falling into relationships with men, morphing into their persona. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. you know, when she was with Puff Daddy, she was like wearing do-rags. When
they
she
got
was,
arrested when she
that's
was
that's exactly a, right. When she was with
she, did, she was like dismissed.
It Ben
was
Affleck, true. Before, you know, he really went off the deep end, she was Trey Hollywood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When she was with Mark Anthony, all of a sudden she was wearing like Latina shades yeah. of makeup.
And only
so
Latina
here's
music.
The thing. You have found your other half. I love you with A-Rod.
She's working out.
You guys
out.
Compliment each other. You look the best you've ever looked at 50 J-Lo. 50 more years. Keep it real,
and
girl.
She'll look mm-hmm. the same at 100. My intention is actually for the fan base of Game of Thrones. One of our most popular stories on the site this week was when the guy who plays Jaime Lannister was booed by fans at Comic-Con, which is so crazy. Guys, Game of Thrones is over. Let it go. It didn't Let end the go. Way you wanted it to. It didn't end the way that anyone wanted it to, basically. But the anger that's still going and the fact that people are still so into the anger and so mad at the cast
well,
for defending
the
ending
though.
Is crazy to me.
Jaime Lannister, he's, you know, Nikolai Coster-Waldau, yes. who, by the way, call me Nikolai.
I avoided saying his name just because I was like, what a lot.
He's yeah. smoking hot.
He is. That's not even really I my mean, type, beautiful. But I can recognize
that
how hot he is.
That guy is smoking hot. I think that he's just forever going to be Jaime Lannister.
That's probably his fear, but he will try to prove that he's not. Now, let's power through some news. First, an Us exclusive that we broke on Monday. This was such
it's sad.
Shocking.
Well, you're shocked. You're sad. Why are you sad and why are you shocked?
I'm only, well, Young first love? Should we tell them what happened?
Yes, we're talking about Lily Reinhart and Cole Sprouse. Us Weekly broke the news
Bughead.
This week.
Bughead.
It may be
IRL.
Still going strong on screen on Riverdale, but they have broken up IRL yes. after seeming so chummy at Comic-Con.
That's the only reason
sitting
I'm shocked.
Next to each other. That's why you're
the Lily and Cole, fan, the Sprouse Heart fans, mm-hmm. are almost as passionate as the Bughead fans, if mm-hmm. not more. And they make these video like packages that make them seem like Romeo and Juliet of our time, yeah. that they are like the biggest, like the greatest love story ever.
Maybe they're the Romeo and Juliet of the fans' time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, they like right. really like worship them. So when I saw some of those video packages from Comic-Con, I was like, oh, like they must still be together, whatever. But then when I was reading our exclusive story about how inside the parties they really were not actually right. mingling. Yeah, it's sad. I mean, I love a messy breakup that leads to them having to still work together.
Yes.
But
please, everyone in Hollywood, date your co-star.
Nina yeah. Dobrev and Ian Somerhalder.
It's way more interesting.
Ken Badgley and Blake Lively.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Sophia Bush and Tim Michael Murray, just minus yeah. the Paris Hilton of it all. Yes. Yeah, fun stuff.
No, it was surprising, and a lot of people didn't believe us.
Yes.
But, you know, we have accurate reporting.
The Instagram comments are pretty interesting this week, everyone, if you're looking for some light reading.
Well, now curious. I'm really worried, though, about Dylan Sprouse and Barbara Palvin.
Oh.
You think I'm the worried. Twin thing are you, is going to happen?
Oh, really?
I don't know. I just think when there's shakiness yeah. Yeah, it's like one when you're, twin, when, mm-hmm. you know, and Barbara Palvin, she will not stand for any... anything.
I like that. I like a gal who sticks to
they
her
guns. They were so pretty together, too.
They'll yeah. still be pretty on the CW but Tuesday no more, nights or whatever.
No more cute Met Gala Thursday. Appearances. Moving on, Bindi Irwin is engaged
cute,
to Chandler
cute,
Pouse.
Cute.
So
right?
happy for her.
I love it. She has a gorgeous ring. You can read all about it on usmagazine.com/stylish.
Yes, and we just talked to Bindi in May because there have been several false alarms. She's like 2 years old. No, she's not two. She's
like
young.
I don't know if I love a 21-year-old getting engaged, but then I think about Sophie Turner.
Because you don't believe in
out.
Love. Exactly. So
no, that's not.
Well, we talked to her in May. And
she
we,
seems a little young.
And we said to her,
could
does
be
it
be her first wedding?
Starter marriage.
Or forever yeah. wedding, you guys.
Crikey.
Hashtag love wins. And we asked her, does it get annoying when people ask you when you're getting married, when's the engagement? And she was like, oh, I can't do her little accent. But she said, I think it's really lovely when people ask about that. It means a lot because people are so supportive and caring. And I keep saying to everyone, I promise you, if and when we do get engaged and married, I will not keep it a secret. I'll be yelling it from the rooftops or sharing it on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. Going, oh my goodness, this is so exciting. I swear to everyone out there, I will tell you when and if it happens. And she said to us, we said, you're turning 21 this summer. She said, I am turning 21. That's pretty exciting. I think that's what's nice about life is that it's such a journey and there are so many chapters to it. So me and Chandler, we've just been taking it easy and enjoying the ride. Girl.
I wish her father could be here to see this.
I'm sure she does too. She's probably resilient now, but every time she does an interview, people ask about the dad who's like passed away so long, Steve Irwin.
Yeah.
Rest in peace. But good for Bindi.
Yeah.
She's got a whole life ahead of her.
Obviously.
She does.
Want her to be happy.
Moving on, we broke another story.
Casa Riverdale is busy. They're one time of the year when they're allowed to like leave Vancouver and party is Comic Con, and everything goes on. They never disappoint
us.
Yeah,
everything comes to the surface. Us Weekly broke exclusively the news that KJ Apa, who does he play in Riverdale?
Y'all? Archie.
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 I love that show.
He's so hot.
Archie Andrews, redhead extraordinaire.
Yes, yes, I saw him with the
red hair. His hair's gonna fall out.
He's dating like Britt Robertson, who was in the Tomorrowland movie. She was in Under the Dome.
The Longest Ride with Scott Eastwood.
That's what I know her from.
Get it, girl.
And we were noticing, oh, well, you know, they started following each other on Instagram. She was liking his post. He's been liking hers. But we also saw them inside a Comic-Con party, holding hands, hugging, kissing,
smoking
walking
a
around
pen.
With the
which I'll just point out that this was the party that we saw Cole and Lily canoodling at 2 years ago. So this is just, it goes down, guys.
It
the
does.
Entertainment Weekly Comic-Con party.
Moving on, Sarah, do we care that Billie Lee announced she's quitting Vanderpump
Thank
Rules?
Thank you. Next.
Okay, moving on. Janelle Evans, Teen Mom, 2-star Janelle Evans. Guys, I know you were also worried about her after her husband murdered their dog, Nugget.
Terrible.
Mm-hmm. And then all of their children were taken away. And
that's
then
right. They should have been.
And then somehow given back. But Nugget wasn't given back because, no, that dog had to die.
Died.
Clearly.
Murder.
But don't worry, everyone. Janelle shared in her Instagram stories that she and David are hashtag stronger than ever. So if you can make it through your children getting taken away and your husband murdering your dog, you can also be stronger than ever. Let
Listen,
her be an inspiration.
All I'm going to say is that Janelle Evans, not known for making the best decisions.
No, she is not. Thank you for that pearl of wisdom.
I think that's a perfect point to make
there. Another pearl of wisdom. I just highlighted this because I think it's so important. Lindsay Lohan shared on Instagram what looked like maybe a Google Images map or maybe it was a weather map with this caption. I need to do her fake accent.
She's Australian accent now.
We must pay more attention to global warming. Here's the thought. If you need a new friend, start talking about global warming. It's a real icebreaker.
When you sent this to me on Instagram, I was like, do you think I need like conversation topics?
I was just like, wait, one, Lindsay Lohan giving us conversation topics. Two,
Thank
was
you,
she
Lindsay.
Trying to joke about global warming? Being like, it's real. I don't think she was trying to joke.
She was showing the high temperatures in her home state of Israel and the Middle East, where she's from and born. Home state. And she showed all the high temperatures. And then she shared this conversation topic, which I will use in my life.
Yes. I love that
But not for the reason she wants me to.
No, I love that she continues to live on another planet, not called Mykonos. Moving on to another story that Us broke exclusively. People may have seen her in May wearing a big sparkly ring, that Rooney Mara, but no one knew if she was actually engaged to Joaquin Phoenix. Well, we confirmed to the source they are engaged. So you know what? Mm-hmm. Enjoy that.
Mazel tov for them. I mean, honestly, I think they're actually quite a perfect pair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like weird and weirder. And
they're both offbeat.
Remember when
they're
he did
both
that
like
weird,
dark.
Remember when he did that weird thing a couple years ago pretending he was like insane and grew his hair out? That was very strange.
That was performance art.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It was so weird.
But, you know, just weird. They're like dark. They're dark people.
She's the girl with the dragon tattoo, right?
She was really good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. She was amazing.
But she was the first one, right, Lizbeth?
Yeah, she was the first one.
Who did they do after that? Oh, then the girl from The Crown who I love so much.
Oh, yeah, it was her.
I didn't see it.
I didn't see either. I just know that's who she is.
The first one was good.
Why do they remake everything, you guys?
I don't know. Why do they change up the characters, too? I don't like that either.
Except for, you know, like Grease 2, the greatest film of our time.
That's true.
Moving on, everyone's WWE hero, John Cena, turned movie star. He is still going strong with that girl, Shay Sharp.
So cute.
Travis, what did we see? Are you laughing at my butchering of this non-famous woman's name?
I don't know her name, but that's not right.
So they've been...
Shariah Zada.
International Gwen's back. Thank you. They've been dating since March, but Travis, what did we hear? I'm shocked that these two are still going strong.
I am also shocked. We had a source tell us that they were backstage last night at WWE Raw in Tampa, that he had his arm around her. They were laughing, and they looked like a cute couple. Mm-hmm. He was introducing her to people by name, not saying my girlfriend.
Or side piece. Or boo.
This is my boo. This is my side
girl.
Piece. This is my new jumping off point, my rebound. Yeah. He did not say that.
My
he
rebound.
Just said, this is Shay.
This is my rebound, Shay.
This is my rebound, Shay. She's super, super nice. Sharizada. John, a source close to us, said John is really into Shay and excited about their new relationship. She is smart and easygoing, and she is great for him.
I mean, listen, he's always going to be, in my book, like a controlling.
Shay should know that he does not want to have kids because
he made Nikki Bella sign a contract before she moved in.
But that's why I say he's controlling. Yeah. It's not even just about the kids. It's like, You want to be in a relationship with somebody who wants to control every single
thing that
you do? Mr.
Gray, we'll see you now.
I mean, you look that hot.
Well, like if it was about Mr. Gray, that would be cool, but I don't think that's that.
Don't you think he's sort of the guy to say, like, I'm never going to have kids with Nikki Bella and then get with Shay? And be like, you know what? I could totally have kids.
They want to be engaged. She'll debut, like, a four-month baby bump. And Nikki Bella, you'll hear her, like, screaming, jumping out.
Coast
like,
to coast.
Yeah. Although her and Artem are hot and heavy.
Listen,
so.
That's true. Nikki she'll still be pissed. Is hot, and she's going to be just fine.
She is going to
be
better
I
without
love Nikki.
Him.
It's just so performative.
They did a dance.
Relationship with Artem.
Yes, to confirm their relationship, they choreographed a dance and said it's official.
I can't. I actually won't.
Don't you do that?
Oh, yeah. I love to dance.
Stop it.
My suitor.
We are moving on to some bigger news pieces. What, Sarah, are you still watching? Are you two still watching The Hills?
Yes.
You two hoodlums over here?
Yes.
What the hell is going on with Stephanie Pratt?
Oh, my God.
So she has always been like this. Stephanie Pratt has always come in super, super sweet, super, super nice, and then turns around
Heidi
and stabs
and Spencer
you in
are
the
my
back.
Family now.
Sarah, please read us her Instagram post because it's
Are you kidding? Going to read this whole thing?
Read it quickly. Just, like, cut through it.
Give some highlights.
Give some highlights. So she starts off bashing Spencer and Heidi, and she's talking
such
about,
a snake.
I have no words. For how evil you truly are.
She quoted, you know what you did.
Yeah, well, 10 years ago, and you awful human being. She called Heidi hideous. No wonder you don't have one friend.
Besides the name.
Well, Heidi is not hideous. Wait, can we also first of all say what Justin Bobby said about her? He's like, and Stephanie, I don't know what she put into her face, but it's working.
Yeah.
About her, like, elective plastic
surgery.
She's
a totally different person.
Yes,
she was really nice when
she
came in here. I'll give her that.
Because she was talking to media. But then what did she say about Audrina? Because I didn't understand that.
This storyline on the season has been that they're
the only storyline.
Right. Audrina is getting divorced, obviously, so she's been, like, flirting with Justin Bobby, but then he, like, one time went to see Stephanie because she was fighting with Spencer and wanted to, like, check in on her.
An hour, 45-minute drive.
Right, and it got twisted into, like, they were, like, maybe sleeping together. And so she said, at Justin Bobby, Prosecca, is that his last name?
Mm-hmm.
You are my rock Prosecca. The entire series. Mm-hmm. I love you and thank you. P.S. Spoiler alert, we never hooked up. Audrina is crazy, sad face emoji. Like, you dated this guy 10 years ago. You married someone else and you have a child with him. And as if you like Justin, you were dating someone else off camera. No one plays a better victim than you. Oh my God, you should actually get into acting. And all the months you spent trying to get the girls against me. I mean, that's Spidey's job. And then, yeah, so it's a whole thing. And then she said she was going into hibernation mode, but it was just picked up for season two, and
she
I have a hard time believing she's not coming back.
Well,
she was always an attention seeker.
Clearly, but I don't know. This girl was, like, not even on my radar before, and she came back looking totally different, and I'm like, wait, who is this girl?
First of all, she went to London, became famous on Made in Chelsea. I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. She got the British injectables. She got the British makeup artist.
Yes.
She's too tan. She has heavy contouring, and she got too many injectables. And if I'm saying this, it's crazy.
I was like, Travis, I've never heard you talk about that.
But, like, the British have, like, a different definition of, like, Instagram beauty than we do here. And it's actually a little more extra. And Stephanie bought that face. Yeah. You know, Cheryl Cole, Lindsay
Price. Well, a source close to Audrina told us Stephanie, sorry girl, is not even on Audrina's radar. And Audrina has a way more important thing to deal with than Stephanie's rants on Instagram. And it's actually sad. It's honestly sad that Stephanie gets her self-worth from these types of screams for attention. She berates her own family for only caring about media attention when she does the same thing. Girl, put down your tiny little fiddle.
Take a break. I can't stand Stephanie
Pratt. Tiny fiddle.
And surprise, there's going to be another season of The Hills.
I'm pretty shocked.
Pretty shocking.
Wait, Travis, did you see that little clip of Aubrey O'Day talking smack about Ray J? And,
no.
She was, oh my God, you have to look it up. She, I guess, talked to TMZ or The Blast, and she was like, oh, yeah, like, if they're going to renew The Hills with a 0.6 rating, like, they should bring back Making the Band and bring back Danity Kane.
Yeah, well, she told us that as well.
And she's like, the last time we saw Diddy was when...
Cadillac.
The last time we saw Diddy was when Ray J performed, and Ray J hasn't been relevant in forever. So, and I was like, oh, dang. She's just trying to take everyone down.
She sure is. I love that about her.
Let's move on.
Bring her on The Hills.
To one of our fave duchesses, Travis, can you give us a source update on how Miss Meghan Markle is adjusting her royal life?
Well, she's finally moved out of her shack.
Shack we called Kensington Palace.
Yes, the shack of Kensington Palace. Yeah. So a source tells us Meghan really likes living in Windsmore at Frogmore Cottage. It's much less complicated to have friends visit there, and it feels less claustrophobic than the palace.
Because Kate's not always breathing down her back.
Saying, where did you get that top?
Yeah,
are you going to finish that biscuit?
Oh my God, this is not ASMR.
But it should be.
But we said that we also heard from a source that Harry's been an amazing and a hands-on co-parent. None of it is an act. He's adoring of Meghan, and he seems during photo ops. He's very down-to-earth and very welcome and supportive when Meghan friend come to visit. It's nice to hear that.
He's not scared of her?
That he's not scared of her, but that he really just adores her. And I feel like you can tell from photo ops that he's obsessed with her, but it's nice to hear a source confirm that it's not just for the cameras, that he's really obsessed with his little Markle.
Yeah. Do you know what I love, you guys? Did you see those pictures at the Lion King premiere? Obviously you did, because they were the best pictures ever.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, obsessed. Like, I can't be more obsessed with the notion of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle hanging out with Jay and Bey.
Yes.
I mean, come on, kill me, kill me.
No,
it was amazing. But what I really loved is, like, you saw her in her gown, you know, her dress, Meghan, that she was wearing, with those illusion sleeves. And, like, she looks like a postpartum mom.
Right. Yeah.
She doesn't look like a Hollywood starlet who lost the weight unnaturally and unusually and in a way that, like, makes real moms feel bad about themselves. So I think it's really cool that, like, you know, she's Meghan Markle. She's just like us, you guys.
Yeah, I love that.
We, too, can marry princes, Sarah Huron.
Oh, I'm counting on it.
Yeah, that's
did
all
you
she,
see what
that's
Billy Eichner said about
point.
Her on the Late Show at the Lion King premiere?
She, about Beyonce?
They went
that
to
she
the
was,
same college or something.
They went to the same college.
Meghan? No, I didn't see that.
Meghan
they went to the
college?
Same college. They did. And then
Northwestern.
Oh,
yes. A good college.
You fancy, huh?
And they both were in the drama program there. I thought that was really interesting.
That's what they were talking about. And then she said, Billy Eichner said this. She said to her, she's like, yeah, well, my acting career took a little bit of a turn.
Oh. Yeah, well, it did.
Right.
And I thought that was just so relatable and funny, like poking fun at herself. It was cute.
I like that a lot. And also her writing career, because just to remind everyone, she was the founder and
the
author.
Tig.
The Tig.
I still have every screenshot of their thing. It's how I pick up my wines at restaurants.
What a great reporter you are.
Thank you.
Guys, it is time for our weekly challenge. Well, your weekly challenge.
Oh, boy.
25 gosh. Things you don't know about me.
You guys, also you known say- as Brody just trying to make us feel stupid, because you can never get it.
Gwen, while
That's
you
what
were
my mother
gone,
said.
Gwen, while you were gone, there were some... very few and far between
wins.
I got one too.
They each got one, but they also they also lost it at several. and guys, my archive is a little all out of order, so I'm not sure if we've done this one before. No, this is Caitlin, actually.
It's
this
still
is
Bruce.
Caitlin.
It's Bruce.
But at the time,
still
our May 4th, 2015 issue of Bruce Jenner's Amazing Journey.
He was still Bruce, you guys.
Yes, at that time. So get ready.
I remember who told me.
For 25 Things You Don't Know About Me, listeners, please play along. I will read off the facts, and these three will try to guess. Try, emphasis.
I wish it was a cover chip.
Try to guess who it is. I know.
Kim Richards.
Number one, my younger brother and I share the same birthday, February 27th.
Kate Hudson.
Julian Huff.
Number two, I am double jointed and can bend my fingers all the way back. Number three, I hate shopping. Number four, I love coffee as much as I hate shopping. Number five, I love magic, and as a teen, auditioned for the Magic Castle nightclub.
Anne Hathaway.
But my magic coins fell on the ground. Number six, my dream duet partner is Bjork. Number seven, I will eat around every caper on every dish for the rest of my life. Number eight, when I was younger, I wanted to be a veterinarian and live on a farm. Number nine, ever since I was a kid, I've loved to play tennis. I try to play 3 to 4 times a week. Number 10, Halloween and New Year's Eve both depressed the hell out of me for
Jill
some
Zarin.
Reason. Number 11, I don't know how to tie a tie. It's embarrassing. Number 12, one of the most treasured items in my home is a book signed for me by Nelson Mandela. Number 13.
It's not Naomi Campbell.
Number 13, Michael
C. Hall.
No. Wow. It's inspired guess. Number 13, my goal is to take the time to do a Broadway show in the next few years.
Hugh Jackman.
Number 14, good guess, but... good, but no. Mm. Number 14, I love wine and will drive to Napa, California to get a case of Cabernet and the hiccups. Number 15, I've always wanted a tree house in my backyard. Number 16, I only like to cook with a partner or else I eat all the ingredients. Number 17, I walk to every stage with mint or chamomile tea and make sure to take a big gulp before starting the show.
Neil Patrick Harris.
No.
Oh, that guy who played Deborah Messing's husband on Will and Grace.
No, but that was also a good guess.
Number 18. So it's 18, some like generic old actor.
Broadway inclined.
Number 18. Listen, I'm going to try to help you. No, you're wrong. Number 18. I am currently working on getting my pilot's license. Number 19. I love video games, especially first-person and strategy games. I can get lost in them for hours when I'm on the road.
Justin Theroux.
No. Number 20, I'm an advocate for arts education, have my own foundation called Find Your Light. Number 21, I don't have any tattoos yet, but my fans have shown me some pretty creative ones. Number 22.
Zac Efron.
No. Someone from Glee.
Number No.
Okay.
But, this person might have been
Matthew
on
Morrison.
No. Cheyenne Jackson.
No. Okay. No. But
could have been
number
on
22,
Glee.
I have a love-hate relationship with cheese. I love it. My vocal cords hate it. Number 23.
Josh Groban.
Yes!
Okay.
That's so
wow.
Thank you.
He was on Glee. He was on Glee.
Scream.
He's just so
I could
happy.
Not
you guys,
believe it.
I'm Brody's level of Glee is unusual.
I'm so sorry, listeners, for that screech.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Brody,
you're
Brody welcome. Has screeched, and he's like bright red, you guys.
Sam,
I'm just
Sam,
saying.
You're going to turn that down and edit. But Travis, how did you get that?
Just the singing. The singing, singing, singing.
Number 23. When I travel, I prefer tiny rooms to big ones. I want to see every corner. Number 24, I'm weak in the knees for dried mango. And number 25, I love to prank call my friends and family from a block number, usually looking for Seymour Butts.
Josh Groban, yeah.
Josh Travis. Groban, yes. He talked about a voice so much, I was like, who is the voice?
Sarah, you look pissed.
I'm not pissed.
Sarah.
I'm fine.
You need to get better at losing.
Sorry, now that you're losing to me, I see that it has taken a toll on your inner peace.
Yeah, Sarah.
Sarah wants to move on.
Okay, we're going to move on to something serious, but also nice. Demi Lovato. Guys, a year ago today.
Yeah.
A year today?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, that was really
we all learned what Narcon was.
A year ago. Yes, we did learn what Narcon was because Demi Lovato had a horrible overdose that brought her to the brink of death.
People thought it was heroin. It was not.
People thought it was heroin, and we quickly learned that it was not.
That was a horrible day.
It was horrible.
Yeah,
it was because people
terrible.
Were really concerned and
she
convinced
gonna
she was going to die.
And it was one of those like delayed reaction things, like when Luke Perry died, where like I'm just in survival mode to try to like write about it and get through all the whatever. And then on the like subway home, I started crying.
Well, it was shocking. You have to keep in mind that she is one of the most famous and celebrated artists across the globe. She's a huge following. She means so much to so many people, and she'd shared her sobriety journey.
That's right.
And then this happened, as it can happen
so
for people who are in recovery.
She was crying during that fair, singing sober 3 days beforehand.
Mama, I'm so sorry.
Because we had learned from sources that she had been drinking, and then obviously the drinking did segue into drug use again. And we've checked in with sources to hear how Demi is doing. And a source told us that every day is a constant struggle for Demi, but she has remained determined to lead a life of sobriety and live her life to its fullest potential, especially following the one-year anniversary of her relapse. To Demi, every day is a new day to put one foot in front of the other and do the absolute best she can. To her, that's all you can do. Outside of the other things she does to lead a healthy lifestyle, she likes to kickbox, eat very healthy, and surround herself with other supportive people that live the same lifestyle. She loves making music and being the best role model she can be for her fans. Travis?
I want more music.
Me too.
I want her to get back together with Wilmer. That won't happen, but I think he's a great... Our source said he's a great influence and he's so strong, and he's been an instrumental piece to her.
He's always there
recovery.
For her.
Right?
At all times.
Yeah.
Listen, just stay sober, girl. Stay sober.
Yeah, I wish it were that easy, but it's good to see that she's in a better place. Sarah, moving on, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh, boy.
Why is it so lit? What is going
my
on?
God.
Do you have Ken Todd's screenshot?
I do have Ken Todd's
next week is going
to
be good.
Which
the reunion part
next
3.
Week is going to be good. And Andy was so shady in this week's episode. But tell us what Ken Todd ranted about on his birthday.
Ken Todd had a "it's my party and I'll cry if I want to" moment.
On his birthday.
On his birthday. He posted this long rant about the women on his birthday. And I will read you some of it.
Yes, do.
He started it with, "It's my birthday and I will speak if I want to."
Goodbye, Kyle.
"Yes, it's my birthday and normally positive things happen on this day, so I would like to get some things off my chest. It's a year this next month that the negativity against my wife started. I know I'm not the most eloquent writer and I see and speak in simple terms. This year there has been a huge amount of nastiness that has pushed my wife to the brink when in times like this she needed her friends. What really irks me is the hypocrisy of this whole matter. This is there are very public issues. Lawsuits over $50 million of them, loans in default, rehab, business misdoings, bankruptcy, all have been swept under the carpet. Lifestyles paid for with other people's money. I call BS. It disgusts me that the fact that yada, 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 yada. It sickened me to see my wife in tears, and I'm proud of what she's doing with Angel Food, yada, yada, yada. And to attack her personal hygiene, which Camille did, to
Camille,
put it out there
Camille
that my wife's
attacked
breath,
her teeth, but then Camille gets a pass.
No, but that's what he's saying. I'm the one who kisses her daily, and I would know. Attacking our kids' business, Rosé, which we've all worked so hard for. The pettiness says everything. There are so many things we could have said, but we haven't. So it's not just goodbye, Kyle, that I want to say. It's goodbye to all the vicious nastiness there. I feel so much better now. Happy birthday to me.
Who wrote that note for him?
John Sessa.
Yeah, I was just going to say John Blizzard.
John Blizzard. Well, Andy Cohen also told us the door was wide open for Lisa's return. And we talked to Lisa late last month, Lisa Vanderpump, late last week. She's like, I think that's very kind of Andy. There's been a lot of negativity from the fans, and I want that to stop. I mean, it's been amazing to have their support, but you don't need to go down a negative path. It's been a really difficult year for me. I had to take some days off. She's like, we should talk about her foundation. She was like, I'm trying to be really positive. People want to say I'm a liar. I'm a coward. I'm this, I'm that. I've got horrible gums. My gums are perfect. You know what I'm saying? And she was like, she's like complaining about all these things being thrown at her. And she said, you know, she thought it'd be hard if she could ever make amends with Kyle or any of the ladies because per Lisa, they made a very aggressive choice and I don't feel good to be on the receiving end. It just drives me crazy that people kept bringing up bullying and that bullying is now like Billie Lee saying bullying and these housewives are saying bullying.
Erica
and I'm like,
Jane.
Have you actually like... Like, please do not, like, undermine
the power of bullying. There's a difference from being on a reality show and knowing that everyone's going to be talking about you and signing up for
that
than, like, going to middle school and someone stealing your lunch
money. Yeah, or, like, hello.
Or even gossiping about you in that way.
Being bullied, like, for, like, being gay or being poor or being anything. And, like, these people are, like, you know, playing a bullying card.
People cross the line for sure sometimes. But, like, crossing the line would be, like, when, like, Phaedra made up that, like, thing about the drugging and rape.
That wasn't even bullying. That was just insane.
That was way too far. But most of this stuff is all just BS and you're playing a game.
Well, and then Kyle Richards went on a 29-tweet rant.
29 tweets, you guys. I was screenshotting up the wazoo, but they're still up, so. Yeah.
Well, she's not trying to take it down because she also replicated it for her Instagram stories, just in case you don't follow her on Twitter. And she was, like, talking about how, you know, this is season 9. This is part of it. We open up our lives. So the season left me so frustrated. It's not editing. People are good at the game. Basically, she was alluding to the fact that Camille Grammer is good at the game. Like, gauges how
because
the audience is feeling.
On part 2 of the reunion, Camille suggested that Kyle was talking about Lisa Vanderpump off camera, and Kyle was like, if I said anything when we were at that dinner, they would have used it. Like, stop trying to say this.
Right. And
she talked about her gums.
Her bad breath.
Kyle also said, Ken is angry because the cast, quote unquote, bullied Lisa when she was going through a hard time, forgetting the fact that being honest isn't bullying and the fact that I resisted using any adjective in that realm when Ken got up in my face.
That's a good point.
It's true. I mean, he was like screaming at her. And,
goodbye,
and
Kyle.
You did a really good, was it a gallery this week of all the times that Ken
inserted himself into the drama.
Yeah. What was your favorite one that you recapped?
Oh, wow. I mean, when he called Yolanda stupid, that was kind of a wild time
pretty.
To be alive.
For when he said that Taylor Armstrong, who was being abused by her husband,
was weak for going to therapy.
That was also really
bad.
Oh, sorry. I said twice. But no, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills continues because people fought her. And now we are going to end on a happier, lighter note and talk about our queen, Jennifer Lopez.
That's right.
Yay. Who turned 50 today.
50.
Five freaking.
And she is so gorgeous.
Zero. She's so
beautiful
gorgeous.
On the planet.
A source told us she's extremely focused on her It's My Party tour, which I just saw. And she's very.
We know.
She's very. Well, it was incredible,
Brag
Sarah.
About
and
it
you
again.
Are.
Just jealous. Hater right over there.
Jealous and angry you missed out, and you should be. There's only 1 month left on the tour, on the road, and per our source, she doesn't want the stress.
I gotta go.
She doesn't want the stress of wedding planning to come between her and her work or her fans. Per our source, J-Lo and A-Rod are, of course, collectively working on their wedding plans, but it's not the number one priority at the moment. They're both very involved in their children's lives, so that plays a part, too. They're both beyond elated to spend the rest of their lives together.
Oh. I love them together. I just do. I think they're so right together.
Have we all met J-Lo?
Yes.
No.
Well, Sarah, you haven't because you're not allowed to leave the office. And you don't understand what beauty and icon are.
If someone told me I could meet J-Lo, I would say yes, Brody. No one's giving me the opportunity.
Sure,
so you guys, I was out in Vegas.
Yes.
All right. I had done a big spread on Jennifer Lopez's fragrances, you know, which is like... She has an empire of fragrances for the brand Coty. She's done like 25 or 26 fragrances.
I have 3 of them at home.
You
do?
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Glow After Dark, and Glow Sunset.
Do you have any Jessica Simpson fragrances or Paris Hilton fragrances?
Remember the
I have 3 Paris Hiltons, 2 Britneys, and 3 J-Lo's.
All right, you guys.
What's the best?
The queen.
J-Lo
and
Glow.
Jennifer.
Glow.
Oh, Glow.
So I was out in Vegas. I went backstage at her All I Have tour. Yeah. It was like really cool to see all the costumes. By the way... You think she's changing? There's like a shimmery body stocking and stuff goes on to that and off it and on it and off it and on it. But that's why she looks like so amazing on stage. But after the show, all right, everybody who is allowed to like have the photo op moment with J-Lo is sitting there and security comes to talk to you and they say to you,
don't look her in the eye.
No, they say, don't touch her.
Oh, interesting.
Don't touch her. It could freak her out.
Yeah.
Like, you know, be respectful, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Then you line up. You go to take the picture. Okay. When I got up there, put my arm right around her. Wow. Put my arm
legend.
Right around her. We looked at each other. I said to her, I'm from Queens. She said, you are? She was so psyched. We had like an Outer Borough girl moment. We talked about the Lemon Ice King of Corona, which she happens to be a fan of right here in my high school. And, you know, they take the shot and you're kind of like, can I see that shot? They took one picture of us. And I was kind of like, because they're like, we'll take the picture.
Yeah, right.
We shall vet this and we'll send it to you.
Right.
But Jennifer has to look good. We don't really care about you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it was one frame. I got shuffled off stage.
You look so good in the photo.
And then when I got the photo, I have to tell you, I mean, I think they kind of maybe lengthened to her a little bit, so they had to lengthen me a little bit. I don't know. But you guys, you could go to my Instagram. It's Gwen_beauty. You could see my photo with J-Lo. It is a pretty, pretty goddamn good photo of us. And, you know, we were just two Outer Borough girls, like sharing a laugh and a smile.
Yeah.
Two chicks from the block.
Can we all say our favorite J-Lo outfit from the time?
Oh, God.
Our favorite J-Lo look. I think I know what yours
the
is.
The Grammy one.
Why were you
going to
say that green dress? Don't say the green dress.
I'm not saying the green dress.
You know that you can get sneakers now, you guys.
I saw that.
I saw that.
They must have done that cooperatively, right?
Of course. Yeah.
Well, it's Versace's print.
It's Versace's print, and there's a limited edition run, and they're over $1,000. Of course, if you want to read all about it and get the link to buy them,
where can you go, Gwen?
usmagazine.com/stylish.
Also, at this moment, we have to remind people to please, if you're listening to this podcast, can you please like this podcast
and subscribe, you guys. That's the important thing.
Five stars.
Give us a 5-star review. If it's anything other than 5 stars, just don't do it.
Oh, you mean your Hey Trav Hey reviews?
But
shocked.
Please share our podcast, like it. Travis, did you get to take a picture with J-Lo when you met her? Because
no,
I did.
I met her at a bazaar party.
I met her once, and it wasn't official. We did selfies, and it was probably the ugliest selfie I've ever taken.
Oh, that was the worst.
It was really.
Not allowed to take selfies.
Oh, no. I mean, we were, but it felt like sort of just a random opportunity. But guys,
I won't make that mistake when I meet J-Lo.
We are. It's never gonna happen, Sarah. Queens only meet queens.
I believe
we
you,
are
Sarah.
Going so to mean. Do another installment of. White girls can't rap, but they can write bad poetry.
Yes.
You're going to write a poem for J-Lo on her 50th.
Okay.
And our soundtrack is going to be Sarah Huron getting the J-Lo education she needs. Guys, take it away, Sam.
It was hard. I wasn't prepared.
Sarah, don't even try to frame it.
So this week, we're going to combine two things. One, my ongoing effort to make you more cultured, which is a extreme uphill battle that I will never win enough awards for.
Oh, my God, stop.
And two, your newfound love of singing that I also helped open up for you. Because it's Jennifer Lopez's birthday, and I think you probably could use this education, I'm going to walk you through a power list of all of her singles.
Okay.
And you are going to sing as much as you can of their chorus.
Brody, stop. Are you kidding?
Ready? If You Had My Love.
I have no idea.
No Me Ames.
I don't speak Spanish.
Waiting for Tonight.
Waiting for Tonight. Whoa.
Feeling So Good.
I don't know.
Let's Get Loud.
Let's Get Loud.
That's really good. Love Don't Cost a Thing.
Love Don't Cost a Thing.
Play.
I don't know.
Comedy to Play That Song.
Oh.
Ain't It Funny.
I have no idea.
Ain't It Funny. I'm Real.
I'm Real.
Yeah. Ain't It Funny Murder Remix. We won't cut that one.
Oh.
Alive.
Don't know.
Travis, you don't know the one?
No one likes that song.
That song used to make me cry. I'm Gonna Be All Right. Jenny from the Block.
Jenny from the Block. I'm still. I'm still a little. Now I have a lot.
All I have.
Can I sing Bitty Bitty Bomb Bomb from Selena instead?
I'm glad.
I don't know.
Baby, I Love You.
Bitty Bitty Bomb Bomb.
Get Right.
Get Right. Get It Tight.
No. God, Sarah. Hold You Down, featuring Fat Joe.
I don't know him.
Que Hiciste.
I don't speak Spanish.
Me Haces Falta. Do It Well.
Do it well. Do it. Do it.
There
do it
you
well.
Go. Hold it. Don't drop it.
Hold it. Don't drop it. I just said the word.
Louboutins.
That's a song. I love you, Poppy. Where's that?
Louboutins. I'm throwing them on the floor.
Get on the floor.
Okay. I'm Into You, featuring Lil Wayne.
That's not Jennifer Lopez.
Poppy.
I love you, Poppy.
No, that's Move Your Body. Move Your Body. Dance for Poppy. Dance Again.
I don't know.
What, featuring Pitbull.
So it was like half her songs.
Going In, featuring Florida.
I love A-Rod and her together.
Live It Up, featuring Pitbull.
Great track.
Okay, Sarah, I love you, Poppy.
I love you, Poppy.
First Love.
First Love.
Sarah. Booty.
Big, big booty, because you got a big booty.
Feel the Light.
I don't know.
Ain't Your Mama.
I Ain't Your Mama.
Take Us.
Te gaste.
Ni tú ni yo.
I don't speak amor, Spanish.
Amor, amor, us. Se acaba el amor.
A bitty bitty bamba.
El anillo.
I don't know.
Dinero.
Dinero, dinero.
Oh, te guste.
When is the Spanish Limitless. Album?
Medicine. Sarah, you failed. God, I didn't say, worst game
no,
of all
you didn't
time.
Prepare
all
right, no, me for no, this. No, that's it.
All right, guys, that was a disaster, but let's hear it, your poems for J-Lo. Travis?
Mine's not that good this week.
Oh.
Mine's so bad.
J-Lo, your love doesn't cost a thing, but your jewelry sure does bling. You went from a fly girl to a maid of Manhattan to the hottest woman in the world. We love your high pony and the way you move your body. Thank you for shaking all that. Thank you for all that ass shaking. You have made all of our hearts go quaking.
That was good.
I actually thought that was like that was Pulitzer Prize
worthy. That was pretty good. Gwen, what you got?
I've got a creative haiku.
Of course you do. Welcome back, Gwen.
We're going to count your
Even
syllables.
Though you tried to wriggle out of this segment. Go.
J-Lo, my queen. 50 you are and 50 you be. But you look like a tight, tan 20-year-old. Jennifer Forever, 50 and fabulous.
Okay, that was your best
one. Nice.
It
yeah,
flowed.
That was beautiful. You should publish that to tag the fan sites.
Yes, you should. Actually, that's your second Instagram post about J-Lo's birthday
yes,
today.
A haiku for Jennifer.
I'm going to go before Sarah because this is just disgusting. J to the L-O. Hello. Oh. She's the queen. On the 6, from the block, covered in glow by J-Lo Sheen. She danced with Chris Judd and called Casper her beau. Had the twins with Mark Anthony. She'll meet A-Rod on the wedding flow.
I liked where you were going.
I mean, you had ideas.
I got messed up at the end, but it was
ideas.
The on the floor was supposed to be on the floor on the wedding flow. But sorry about that. Oh, but
this
Sarah,
is really bad. Like really, my worst
Sarah,
yet. I think
not. We didn't even the exercise that we did with the songs.
It
didn't
made
help
me
you?
Even more upset.
I know. Thank you all for coming today. That's the dessert wine is served.
J-Lo and A-Rod, you've got hot bots. Talent for days. I'm happy you're each other's bays. Dance it out today, queen. We're on your team.
Oh. I thought that was amazing, Sarah.
Gwen, yeah. Stop bullshitting her. She needs to grow up. I don't want to grow up. Okay,
I
guys,
got
that's
Mr.
all.
My mama said it ain't
all
easy.
The time we have for this week. Happy birthday, J-Lo.
Happy
Congrats
birthday, J-Lo.
On your year of recovery, Demi Lovato. Thank you all for listening to our Hollywood podcast.
Goodbye, please, Kyle.
Please like, subscribe, leave us a comment. Let
five
us know
star
if we haven't.
Yes, exactly. Five star review.
If we haven't talked about something you want us to talk about, let us know. Hit us up on social. Leave it in the comments. We will talk about it next week. We will talk to you again next week here on the Hot Hollywood Podcast. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye.